Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There's been a lot of effort from around the world, people trying to get me out, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm going to need your help, people. I'm going to need all of yours' help.
80-year-old Native American activist and federal prisoner Leonard Peltier says without clemency from President Joe Biden, he may not survive until his next parole hearing in 2026. Peltier was convicted of murdering two FBI agents in a widely criticized trial. His health is failing after a half century in prison. More than 120 tribal leaders are calling on Biden to free Peltier in his remaining hours in office. Biden has posthumously pardoned Marcus Garvey, who was convicted of mail fraud a century ago. Martin Luther King Jr. called Garvey the first civil rights leader to give millions of black people a sense of dignity and destiny. As Washington, D.C. prepares for President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, Biden spent time with supporters in South Carolina. His longtime friend, Congressman Jim Clyburn, said the public has shown Biden little appreciation.
But faint not. History will be very kind to you.
Meanwhile, Biden has declared the Equal Rights Amendment is now the law of the land. The National Archivist says that still requires congressional or legal action. But Congresswoman Jennifer McClellan of Virginia says her state was the 38th and final state needed for passage.
No arbitrary deadline should stand in the way of finally enshrining gender equality into the law.
Legal scholars say Biden's failure to order the archivist to formally publish the amendment makes his announcement largely symbolic. Incoming Border Czar Tom Homan says he's reconsidering whether to launch massive immigration raids in Chicago after details of ICE operations were leaked to the press. Still, Homan says the public should expect raids nationwide.
You're on Constant, the worst first, public safety threats first, but no one's off the table. If they're in the country illegally, they got a problem.
Trump is expected to sign an executive order declaring a crisis at the southern border in spite of a significant fall in illegal crossings. As a fragile ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas enters its second day, a new YouGov poll finds Vice President Kamala Harris's support for Israel may have cost her the election. Nearly a third of the 19 million voters who backed Biden in 2020 but chose to not vote last year say Gaza was the reason. Stephanie Black is a student at the University of New Hampshire.
We are exhausted of a government that is not listening to student protesters, that is not listening to international activism groups, the evidence that they're presenting forward.
In states that swung from blue to red, Gaza was second only to the economy for why Biden supporters stayed home. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.